Now, as we've been discussing, the relaxation of at least some COVID restrictions, possibly from later this month, could mean more spectators at major sporting events, including Ireland's first Six Nations rugby fixture against Wales at the Aviva Stadium on the 5th of February, and the GAA National League, which gets underway on January 29th. The stadium group, which represents the IRFU, the FAI and the GAA, met Sports Minister Jack Chambers yesterday. Martin Murphy is the chair of the group and the stadium director at the Aviva, and he joins us on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Martin Murphy, and thanks for taking our call. I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear what Stephen Donnelly was saying in relation to this earlier. He said decisions haven't been made yet. He doesn't want to give false hope, but certainly he is hopeful that we could see a return of significant numbers at major events in the Aviva and elsewhere.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, I heard the Minister, and I was glad to hear that Johnny Sexton had put in a word for us as well. We've been working with the Department of Sport and Ministers Jack Chambers and Catherine Martin for the past 2 years, and we made a lot of progress in that time, culminating in full houses in November, which we ran safely, and we had hoped that our work was done at that stage, but along came Omicron, and that's put a spanner in the works. So we've got Wales up first in the Guinness Six Nations, and we've also got the National Leagues kicking off on the 29th of January. So we made representations to the Minister, to Minister Chambers yesterday, and recommended that we revert to full houses. We quoted the situation in Wales and Scotland, where Wales were behind closed doors and Scotland had a capacity of 500, and they've both decided to go with full houses. France are due to make a decision this week, so we're hopeful that we'll follow suit.
And in relation to the Aviva, does anything short of a full house for a fixture like a Six Nations game, does that make it, does that question put in question its viability?
Well, it's not so much that. It's the fact that we've got such a short period of time to react. So, you know, currently we're at 5,000, and that's due to be reviewed. Anything short of 100% is quite problematic in terms of just mobilising staff and the distribution of tickets. And bearing in mind that a considerable number of Welsh supporters have already planned to come to Ireland, it's very difficult if we're not at 100%.
So for a fixture on the 5th of February, which is the Ireland-Wales game, how much advance notice do you need if you are to get back to anything like full capacity of the Aviva?
Well, we've been working on this for a number of months, but we're really up against the wire, and we'd really need a decision this weekend in order to get things working smoothly.
So very much sooner rather than later. And in terms, because you're also chair of the Stadia group, in terms of, for example, the National League, I mean, there are fixtures that I'm sure would attract more than 5,000. For others, that would cover perhaps the crowd that would be there. But there's an urgency as well from the GAA's point of view.
Well, there is, because the current regulations go up until the 30th of January, and the National League matches are on the 29th and 30th. And also then there's the question of the 8 p.m. curfew, which affects some of those matches. League of Ireland doesn't come into play until later in February, and we'd hope that things would be much, much improved by then.
Right. We'll leave it there. Martin Murphy, director of the Aviva Stadium. Thanks very much for that.